in 2025, we started heading west from Teaneck, New Jersey, cause the president was stressed. We grabbed some hard lemonade and pretzels at the store, then headed down I-80, then north on 84. We drove across the American heartland. Wasn't quite as empty as we thought that it would be. The president has declared war on Portland. We'll shoot up every Birkenstock and Starbucks that we see. Old Cheeto said the city was ravaged by war, but coming in we didn't even see a messy store. The parks are full of kids and a lot of pretty green, but the boss said it was fake news, how everything's serene. We grabbed our guns and tried to look stalwart. We looked out a place wearing camouflage clothes. Got attacked by some seniors at the Walmart. Chased us past the fast food down to Trader Joe's. We surrounded a coffee shop that had a bakery. We bet they had some terrorists we couldn't even see. Pete Hegseth said we could take them by surprise if we didn't start a shoot until the bread began to rise. We fired our guns and the bread blocked the bullets. Hardest and crust a human ever tried to eat. They opened their chicken coop, commenced to throw in bullets. Chased us up 34th and Madison Street. Well, we ran to 37th and we ran to Belmont. Down Chavez Boulevard where MAGA couldn't go. Ran so fast that the hippies couldn't catch us. Past the pterodactyls to the yoga studio. We never did find no domestic terrorist, but I understand the president has got a little list. He's looking at Chicago, New York, and Memphis too. Dollywood, Sheboygan, and the Cincinnati Zoo. Well, we ain't tracked down Antifa in the bushes, and we can't find any rioting mobs. But ICE is in town, so they should wash their tushes and avoid court hearings, church shopping, and their jobs. But we ran through the Constitution, Cheetolini burned it. Ran through injunctions where the judges told us no. If there's a Nuremberg trial, we'll have earned it. I think I'll quit the army, start a yoga studio.